It's my pleasure to talk to Dale. Now, Dale is with an organisation called Winning Moves Australia. And as I said, they've brought out, well, it's not a new game. The game's been around for many, many years. But it's we've now got our own version, Yarra Valley Monopoly. So, first of all, welcome, Dale.
Thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'd be all the happier if the equipment was working. But anyway, we use it every other week, but something went wrong. Now, Dale, we interviewed somebody from Winning Moves, I think it was early in the year, and yes. Looking for suggestions for the different places. So it's a normal Monopoly game, but instead of using like Whitehall and Chapel Street and all that, you've now using people or places around the Yarra Valley, haven't you?
Correct, yeah. It's a great opportunity for us to show off what makes Yarra what it is, right? So all your favourite, you know, local hangouts, your different locations in terms of...
Dale, can you just hang on for 1 minute, please? Just 1 second. I think we might have solved this other problem. Hold on, let me just see, and then we'll be able to get... People can hear you better. Let me just see how that goes. You there, Dale? No, it still won't work. It still will not work. All right, well, we'll go back the way we were. Sorry, Dale, interrupt you, but you were telling us about the different places.
The natural landmarks, attractions, cafes, wineries, they're all located on there, and this was specifically designed, like all of our regional editions of Monopoly, to show off the area and all its best places.
Dale, did you have a huge response to people wanting suggestions, and therefore you had to whittle them down? And I guess the other issue is, and without giving too much away, how did you whittle it down to the ones you picked?
Yeah, the public suggestions were overwhelming, like they are on most of our editions.
Yep.
You know, everyone's got their favourite piece of Yarra. The bad thing that we have to deal with is the Monopoly board's only so big. So we do get a lot of input, and did get a lot of input for Yarra in particular from obviously the general public, the local councils, and the local businesses as well, to work out exactly who should be featured and what makes Yarra what it is.
Did you have a criteria that you had to work against, or was it just a case of you looked at the whatever the suggestion was and had a look at that?
You know, purely the suggestions, yeah. So, you know, the key thing for us is it local? Is it an icon of Yarra? So it doesn't matter how big a location is, how small a location is, if people love it and that's what is iconic for the area, then that's what we need to show off.
Well, we all love the Yarra Valley.
That's always good, isn't it? It's a beautiful area.
Now, you have different colours. Like, I can remember in the old Monopoly game, Vine Street was green and there was a purple couple and all that sort of stuff. So have you done the same with this Monopoly and the same sorts of colours?
Yeah, so it is a official and traditional Monopoly game. The only thing we've done is rename the traditional streets and property squares on the addition to be what is iconic of Yarra. So, you know, instead of buying your Mayfair and Park Lane, you'll be buying your favourite cafe or the favourite winery and owning that and having a piece of Yarra yourself.
So that was going to be my next question to you. Is it businesses like wineries and coffee? Is it just say coffee shop, or does it sort of say such and such a coffee shop or such and such a winery?
Yeah, no, specific locations. So, I mean, there are local businesses on there. Of course, we can celebrate those because, you know, people want to go to their favourite cafe. They want to buy their favourite winery and see what it's like. But there are locations that are more natural attractions, more landscape shots. And again, Yarra makes up a very vast variety of different locations and celebrations, if you want to put it that way.
So, are they available now? And if so, where are they available?
They definitely are. We launched the edition last week, which was fantastic. Everyone really celebrated it quite well. So it's available in all major retailers and small toy and hobby shops around the area.
and everybody should know about it, shouldn't they? Because Monopoly's been around a long, long, long... It was around when I was a kid, and that's a long while ago.
Yeah, since 1935 it's been on our shelves and in our homes. So, yeah, it's a special piece when you have one for your very own town, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's terrific. And I guess the do you have any idea what it's selling for?
The recommended retail is $69.95.
So it's ideal for a Christmas present too, isn't it, for anybody? And I guess because we do have listeners outside of the Yarra Valley, but for anybody that have got rallies in the Yarra Valley, it'd be an ideal Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Correct. Perfect timing for it.
Yeah, you couldn't do better. Is there... Does your organisation, apart from the Yarra Valley edition, you probably have other editions, are there any other likely editions coming up, or is this sort of fairly set at the moment?
Well, no, we roll out a handful of editions every year all across the globe, really, but particularly in Australia and New Zealand, we only like to do a handful per year to make sure it stays special. I mean, not every town will have one, which is probably part of the uniqueness of it.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've always got a short list of where we're going next, but again, it's always open for suggestions. So if your town hasn't got one, we want to hear from you.
You want to hear from... And how long, if people sort of... Well, how long will it be before you do the next edition? I guess that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, so the next round of releases is in about 6 months' time. So, but again, they're very widely spread out as well. So, keen to hear from anyone and let us know what makes your town so special and deserve their own Monopoly board.
All right, so how do people get hold of you, Dale?
Yeah, just jump on the winningmoves.com.au website and then just send us an inquiry through there.
So that's winningmoves.com?
.com.au.
Winningmoves.com.au. Suggest if you've got... Are you looking for suggestions for districts, or are you more looking for some sort of feature in that district?
Either. We want to hear them all.
Sounds good. So, Dale, they're available now?
Correct, yes, on the shelf right now.
All right, so it sounds like a great idea. This is a great way to play a game that's been around for a long while, Monopoly, but to have it in your own area, because it's things like... I see the Yarra Lilydale Lake, and some of those are part of it as well, aren't they? Not just businesses.
Correct, yeah. So it's everything that makes Yarra what it is.
It sounds fantastic. All right, Dale, well, thanks for your time, and we hope it's a real success.
Thank you, mate. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.